So I did put one after another. Welcome back from the break. But if it's a new video, hello people, welcome back to the Our Bounds. We are now here to do our predictions for the Western Conference. This is the conference that everyone cares about because no one really cares about the Eastern Conference, at least for the first round. But the West is where it's at. Loaded from top to bottom. Pause, no horror. I don't know if that needed a pause, but we're saying it anyways. Anyways, we are here. Starting with the first matchup.
Richard, this is the NBA, so you might get fined for saying no homo, so just
Oh,
be wary.
shoot. Adam Silver's going to slap me with that 50K, man.
There you
That's on
go.
him. I don't have 50K to pay him. So, where do you go from here? Kind of thing. You start off with the first matchup. As we all know, the Lakers beat who did yeah we beat the Timberwolves yesterday. Just gonna talk about that game for a bit because it was really some of the I said it before and I said in my TikTok earlier, yeah. When there's low IQ basketball being played, just know the Timberwolves are involved one way or the other. It was one of the fourth quarter was just sickening to watch. And not even just from the Timberwolves, from both sides, but the reason I said Timberwolves because we saw what they did in the playoffs last year when they tried their hardest to make sure they didn't win that series. But it was just a bit weird because it was a game that went to overtime that didn't have to go to overtime. There was just turnovers up and turnovers up and turnovers. And now the Lakers have won the series, which means they are now the seventh seed. Hashtag let's get greedy. So, which means the Timberwolves, Pelicans, and the OKC are now the three teams that could possibly go for the eighth seed. Just quick one team, who are we picking to come out the eighth seed for our three of them?
I think it'll be
Probably
the Pels,
yeah,
Pelicans.
same.
I'm going OKC.
Shane's my man.
That's a big
That's my
surprise.
guy.
I think OKC, just because of that reason, they've got probably, I always say when it comes to teams that are just inconsistent, it relies on the star player to be able to deliver, and I trust him to deliver more than anybody else. Like Minnesota for me are a mess. Like from the end of the regular season to what we saw yesterday to when they were up and they could have actually won that game realistically.
Comfortably.
Even though it was a mess from when they traded for Rudy Gobert and gave away all those picks, you already knew that was lost already from then
So
because
that's the thing, and then
that
I don't
hole
know
was
who
bad.
else. And you got Zion, who's basically absent. He's doing what Joel Embiid was doing back in the day, but in this case, it's even worse.
You know what I was about to say?
I heard about
Yeah,
that.
I saw on Twitter. He said I'll be back when that whenever I feel like I'm ready, something like that. Yeah, which
I think he's going down that mindset of Kawhi, where Kawhi was kind of scared to come back. And it's just like you need to fight that demon where you think you're gonna come in the corner, you're gonna get injured. And that's what Kawhi had for the longest. Like, remember he sat out like 80, no, he sat out like 70 something games when he was at the Spurs. There was nothing wrong with him, just a mental thing.
I think the only difference is quite two things is one, Kawhi has a bit of credibility in the bank to say, this is who I am, this is my
No,
resume.
nah, but so is Zion though. For the Pelicans organization, he's the Pelicans organization.
He hasn't
Do you
really
get
done
it?
much though.
Yeah, but he's their crowd attraction. If they traded him, yeah, the Pelicans are nothing. Like you're not seeing him on TV, they're not doing nothing. Like the
The funny
star
thing is we don't
attraction
see him on
tells
TV
Pat.
anyways.
No,
So
but I'm saying the star attraction, I hear it, but the star attraction that they have, yeah, is based on Zion because everyone sees him as the next guy. And I was always skeptical because I looked at him as more like he's a Charles Barkley, but he's a guy that, yes, he's gonna engage and entertain the people by dunks, but his overall game is not something that you want to see. Me personally, I prefer Ja Morant just in terms of his overall game, innit? So and also going back, I was telling you guys in the group chat, when I was telling you about SGA, you man were telling me, oh, Trae Young's mad clear of him. I said, look, don't do that. Like you man are sleeping on Garland and SGA, and we've seen it this season. The numbers that SGA put up here are ridiculous,
Then I think he's
and it's not
averaging
like
30 points a game, right?
bro, exactly, bro. And you can't say they were meaningful, meaningless games. Like these games were meaningful that they're in a position to be in a play-in that Trae Young was basically just in last night. Do you know what I
Yeah,
mean?
true. So, in terms of, so we're gonna get our predictions done from the, and it's a bit weird because we don't know who the Nuggets are gonna face, but how many games are actually, do you think there's any chance an upset can be caused for the Nuggets? Because some people don't see them as
not in the first round, no.
Not in the first round, no. I think they'll get out of the first round quite comfortably. I feel like against OKC, I think it would be a gentleman's sweep if they were to get the 8th seed. If it's the Pelicans, I think I max probably 6 games personally, just because I think the Pelicans have a bit more offensive arsenal, you know, with Alvarado, McCollum, Ingram, you know, them like. So I feel like they'll probably be more of a tougher threat for Denver, but Denver should get out of the first round. And most likely they'll have a tough competition, you know, because they'll be facing the winner between the 4th and 5th seed, which is either the Clippers or the Suns. So, yeah, I think Denver will be fine for the first round. It's the second round where they could be a bit of a threat for them personally. So, yeah.
Honestly, whoever they face is going to be Nuggets in 5 anyways, in my opinion.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't think there's any of them. I think Nuggets have too much talent and they've built too much momentum for an 8th seed that whoever they face is too inconsistent to try and cause them any trouble. But at the same time, I don't think they're unbeatable, that they're clear cut as well. The Bucks are in the East, so that's what I'm saying, Nuggets in 5.
Yeah.
I agree.
What I'm going to say is if Nikola Jokic gets knocked out in the first round, I am hearing no MVP shouts. I am hearing nothing. I'm having him taking 2 years out without a conversation.
I've got my thoughts on this MVP stuff with Nikola Jokic anyway, so
this is the problem with the whole thing, because it's based on the regular season, the fact that they always tend to get the number one seed. Yeah. You have an issue where you can't disregard it type of thing.
I don't disregard it, but I just hate the narrative, because when it was Giannis and he was going for the 3-peat of MVPs, everyone said, oh, there's a fatigue that we can't give it to Giannis.
Yeah, 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 I know.
And then now it's Jokic.
In my opinion, Jokic isn't even top two. I think it should be Embiid and Giannis one.
Yeah, it should be.
Yeah, I agree.
It should be. Because when you deep it, obviously the Nuggets have got the best record in the West, yeah. But if they was in the East, I think they would be third, because they've got I think Boston's got a better record than them. So also you got to take that into consideration. Or even they might have the same records as Philly. I'm not
too sure. Yeah, I
think
it's
I think so.
Yeah,
I think Denver got about 52 wins and Philly might have 52, maybe even 53. They're around the same.
I've always said with MVP, if you're gonna, before you give anybody their third one, and I think DeMarcus Cousins kind of touched on it when he spoke.
They need to win a championship.
Yeah, you start putting them in all-time great conversation, which I'm not saying he's not, but wait, to win the third one with the way MVP has always been done, you need to do something.
This is what
more you need to have a ring. You know what I'm saying? If you're looking at the players just won 3 MVPs, you look at like
Black, don't have a ring. I'm saying your regular season has to be so clear of the next competition that it's almost unanimous. That's what I'm thinking.
This is but what anyways, I'll say about the Nuggets though, just quickly. Towards the back end of the season, although they probably got the first seed wrapped up, they did tail off where they started losing a few games.
Yeah,
so, so there is that element of small bit of complacency that could come up against a team that's a bit more ready for it and has been basically playing more competitively towards the back end. And that's the only thing I'll say. But again, because of how the NBA is set up, and this is an issue that I have, there's a lack of upsets that will happen because you have to win 4 out of 7. And that's an issue.
Bro, I don't know why you're complaining. You've been watching basketball for 12 years.
I know, but I mean, look, the reason I'm complaining is because the NBA and the NFL's become king. But that's my problem. There's a lack of competitiveness when it comes to the early rounds, unless
I hear you. You're
at 3-6.
But really and truly, would you really want an upset in the early rounds anyways?
But that's why they changed it, though. Because when you used to have, back in the day, you used to have in, I think it was round 1 and 2, I believe. It was 5 games.
Yeah.
But that year, sometimes you got to realise some of the big teams, they come out of the block sleepy. So imagine you got a big team and they lose the first 2 games. Now you're thinking, oh, damn. Okay, shit. They've only got an opportunity to win a game or lose one game and it out, and you wouldn't want to see at them times the Lakers or the Bulls going out in the first round. So going 7 kind of gave the bigger teams
the opportunity. Yeah, that's what I mean. So there's a lack of opportunity for an upset. So therefore, you kind of have to go with everyone's choice, which is Denver, because it's just unlikely that you see Oklahoma basically most likely having to win at least two games on the road in this particular way. So yeah, I've got to go with Denver as well.
Next series, which is going to be a good one, I think, anyways. We've got the Lakers versus Memphis. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, Desmond Bane.
Dylan Brooks, the waste man.
Dylan Brooks, Ja Morant, We Don't Duck No Smoke, Jared Jackson. And then on the other side, you've got LeBron, AD, D-Lo, who is a criminal for what he tried to do to me yesterday. Dennis...
Don't blame AD as well, though. On that last shot, he didn't need to foul, man, didn't it? Like, you can blame AD, bro.
Yeah, no, but I'm saying D-Lo's performance was horrible.
I don't have high expectations of D-Lo.
You know what it is, yeah? Anyway. It's the something called Lakers LA hype. When people put on the Lakers uniform, there's always an extreme. They either make the player worse than he actually is, or they make the player worse than they actually are, and stuff like that. The Lakers hype is so funny to see on the Discord. You see on Twitter after every single game. It's just one time, Dennis the Menace, very valuable. Six man, you can replace him. Next time is get ready to learn Chinese, buddy. I know that kind of stuff.
That's funny.
But as I said, the late hype is real. But as I said, this is one of the series that I'm looking forward to the most, because you saw what happened between them in regular season. And even Brooks has come out saying that he wants LeBron because the prospects of knocking the King out of the first round is legacy building. What do you guys make of this series?
It's going to be an interesting one, to say the least. Look, I think the regular season record, even though I don't use the regular season like that as a barometer to indicate, you know, the verdict of a playoff series, but I think we tied the regular season record with them. Am I correct on that? I think he's tied. I think 1-2, and then they probably 1-2, something like that.
Oh yeah, but I remember us when we won the one when the Shannon Sharp was.
So we won at least two games against them. Yeah. So I think the Lakers can definitely at least win two games against the Grizzlies. I think we can win two games on the road. Personally, I don't really feel Memphis like that. I feel like we're a fully strength team, healthy, locked in. Again, the big thing with the Lakers is that they need to make shots. What we saw yesterday did give me a bit of a scare. We're not making shots consistently. The defense is there. If we make shots, I feel like we can at least win two games on the road, and I'm confident that we can at least win at least a game. But obviously, we need to win at least three, obviously, you know, at home. But I'm confident we can at least win our games at home and potentially take two on the road in Memphis. So, obviously, I'm going to be a bit biased here. I'm always going to go with the Lakers to advance. So, I'm going to go with Lakers to win in seven. I feel like we can definitely, you know, at least win two games at Memphis, whether it's going to be a game seven. But I'm very confident that we can at least, you know, get through to the second round in this series. It's going to be a tough one, but, you know, I'm very, very confident. It's just the key for the Lakers to get through to the second round is consistently make your shots. You have to make sure that we're shooting the basketball well and that we're not having droughts where we're going 5-6 minutes, where we're not, you know, putting up points. I think if the Lakers can do that consistently, score the basketball, I think this Lakers team can definitely, you know, knock out the Memphis Grizzlies.
Yeah, on my end, I think it's going to be a good game, but I was on the Ja Morant bandwagon for the longest. You know, when he got into the league, I was always saying he's going to have a better career and be more impactful than Zion, isn't it? But one thing that has kind of been a pet peeve of mine with Memphis is that they do a lot of talking and never won nothing. And you would think like Dylan Brooks is a veteran in the league, like he's played 10 years, had an all-star career, and you're just thinking like, what have you done? What have you achieved? Like, okay, you won a playing game, you beat Golden State, you know, you got knocked out. You've had a few storylines, but the way they talk, you'd think like they've got a dynasty, as they say, innit? And that's one thing that just kind of just irks me a lot in terms of just how they're moving. So, and when I do look at them, they've got a few shot makers, but we've got to realise they're a very young team as well. So I just think when it comes to the playoff and knowing like playoff Bron, how he's going to come, he's going to slow the game down. He'll probably be the point guard for most of the game, and he's going to take advantage and do bully ball. And I think if you can have that pick and roll with him and AD, I think the Lakers should get out of this comfortably, because when it just comes to making shots, like, as much as I love Ja, Jar's not necessarily a shot maker from outside of the perimeter. So yes, he can do all the dunking and stuff, but if you need to, if you make Jar hit jump shots, that's not his forte. And Dylan Brooks, he's a 3-and-D guy. So when you're a 3-and-D guy, you got to have rhythm. You got to hit, you got to get your shots off early and make them. And if you don't make them, then that's the issue. So I just think, the Lakers will come out in six, and AD has to step up and be that big guy, because you've got Jared Allen that's going to get bored. You've got Steven Adams. And I think if you...
Adams won't be available for the first round. He's not available,
Okay, cool. So, hey, you just got Jarrett Jackson. Obviously, he's a big body. And I just think if you can negate him, and obviously, if the guys make shots in Memphis, that's great. But if you make them make shots, then the Lakers have got a chance. And I think the Lakers will win in six. I just think LeBron's just going to use his maturity and his playoff mentality to just kind of take this game by the scruff of its neck and slow it down. If you can slow it down, Jar is less effective. Do you know what I mean? So I think the Lakers in six, man.
I think that's a good point, Sam. Just to quickly touch on that. Again, slowing the Grizzlies down is a big way how the Lakers can win this series. The Grizzlies, again, their game is predicated off the open court. If you make them play half court, they struggle. So if the Lakers can turn the ball less and give less transition points, I think it's going to be a great advantage for the Lakers to come out of this series as the winners. So again, just kind of slowing the Grizzlies down, making them play half court basketball is definitely going to be an advantage for the Lakers. So yeah.
And I think
it's good that you guys said that as well, because I was thinking similar things. Where if you can slow it down in the half court, they're not that good. Also, 3-point shooting wise, I know everyone's twitched on the Lakers throughout the fact that they can't shoot the three, etc. Memphis aren't that good shooting the three as well. So
also in Memphis game, I check thing splits. After in Memphis game, I check Brooks splits and I start laughing.
Yeah, so you've got that as well. So Memphis aren't the best 3-point shooting team as well. But I'm gonna twitch on something that's a bit controversial, and that you said about legacy and stuff like that. This might be a legacy series for LeBron and AD. LeBron had the one thing on Jordan where he's never been knocked out in the first round, and he did. Then missing the playoffs, you had that as well. Now, if you get into the playoffs and you lose to this Memphis team, who everyone says just do a lot of talking, but they haven't actually accomplished anything, it's going to look bad on them. And then when you look at AD, for example, a lot of people have been saying, basically, you need to take over. And he did for a period whilst LeBron was out. He basically helped put the Lakers where they were. Then when LeBron came in, you kind of became like 1B. And you're not meant to be 1B. You're meant to be the A guy. And LeBron is meant to follow off you. So it's kind of a case of we need LeBron to go through to continue to cement or continue the argument for the GOAT conversation, and then for AD for his own personal self. And then at the same time, it's a case of you're beating the number two seed, and then arguably you could say you have a more favorable matchup. If I'm not wrong,
the winner between Kings or Golden Denver. State. Golden State or the Kings. Yeah.
Okay, then you don't have the arguably more favourable matchup. I was going to say you could potentially play Denver, but you could play Golden State or...
That is a favourable matchup.
Yeah, that's the most favourable matchup.
Yeah.
compared to who? We'll talk about it. I don't like Denver like that. That's the only problem.
What I'm saying is that with the Suns...
I know you're more saying the bracket, right?
Denver.
Yeah.
Denver on the bracket of the Suns.
I hear the bracket with that. But
so
when
they're favorable
side, I agree with what Bass says about legacy, but I don't agree with legacy for LeBron, because if you think on losing, people have already made up their mind whether he's the GOAT or he's not the GOAT. So I don't think him losing or winning this is going to determine and say, do you know what? Because MJ went out in the first round a few times, LeBron hasn't, now LeBron's the GOAT, because there's other parameters that we could use where people would say LeBron's the GOAT, but people still say it's MJ, isn't it? So I don't really think that's going to make anything. I just think LeBron just in himself doesn't want a guy in the first round. He's never done it, and he doesn't want to start now.
Yeah.
So Sam, how many you say? Actually, no, you said Lakers are six, right?
Yeah, I said Lakers in six. Oh, and just in terms of AD, AD just needs to step up and be the guy because LeBron is getting older. And in terms of minutes and impact on the team, LeBron's impact on the team should be reduced. Do you know what I mean? And yeah. we always go back to this, like, about 5 years ago, there was a debate. Who would you rather have, Giannis or AD? A lot of people were saying AD because he could do more stuff. You know, he could hit the free ball, he had the mid-range, he could defend, he could block shots, he could do everything.
The handles.
Exactly. He was a point guard in high school. But, yeah. You know, after he won that chip, he's kind of plateaued and had just a steady rise where Giannis is, the trajectory's gone to the top. Like, he's been the best player in the league for a couple of years at some point. So we do want to see that transition of AD stepping up and being the guy for the Lakers, which I just don't think that's in AD's bag in terms of he wants to be the leader, be the guy. He's just happy to play and get by. Do you know what I mean? So, should be interesting.
The next one, Abbas, how many are you saying?
Abbas, yeah. Okay, cool.
What's your prediction?
I got Lakers. I'm going to go with seven.
Yeah.
So I'm going Lakers seven because I think what you might get is a LeBron game similar to how we had it against in Cleveland when they played Boston. And it was a case of we got it. It was like Boston should win this game because they're at home. It's a game seven. And again, I'll be interested to see not the series lines, but the individual game lines and how much of a favorite is Memphis at home to LA? And it was similar to that, like where Boston, everyone just assumed Boston should win this game. And then LeBron and Cole came in game seven for Cleveland and ended up winning. And I feel like we could see something similar here.
All right, fair enough. On to the next series. We've got the Kings versus the Golden State Warriors.
Let's go.
But I'm just going to come out and say, yeah. I'm going with the Kings.
Go on, say it, Richard.
Kings
and
six.
Kings and six.
You're bugging, bro. You're bugging.
Kings and six.
Like, playoff Golden State is different. I've told you this. You know, Steve Kerr, yeah? He hasn't...
Absolutely blasphemous.
He hasn't lost a conference game. Like, the only time he's lost a series is in the finals to Cleveland and the Raptors. And it's not happening now. I just think, you know, like, how...
Yeah, there's a first time for everything.
Yeah, but you know how they always say that, like, flick a switch, yeah? Golden State have this switch that they just flick when they get into the playoffs. Like, you got Draymond, you got Klay, you got Steph, you got Poole now, you got Kuminga stepping up. Wiggins is back in the rotation, obviously having his hiatus. And they've just got something where they've got that championship mentality. Like, if you look at Klay, yeah, it's been win, finals, win, win, finals, injured, injured, win. Like, that just shows you the trajectory they've been on. Like, they've had a run that no one's had in it. Do you know what I mean? I just think when it comes to playoff, Steph's going to do his thing. And as good as and exciting the Kings have been, they're still young. They're a young team. They're new to this. They've never been in the playoffs. Yes, I mean, the last 20 years or something like that.
One is Golden State have been absolutely horrible, especially on the road. The thing is that, because the reason why it's relevant to me is because you said Golden State had that thing where they can just flick the switch.
Yeah.
I don't believe this year they can just flick the switch. I think the inconsistency is going to follow them into the playoffs. And
you know what?
Not in the first round, but not in the first round.
Even though they've only won like what five more games than Golden State, I think they've kind of been significantly better than the and not besides as well. Yeah,
they're giving up 135 points.
Neither can the Warriors. The Warriors don't got nobody this season, especially on the road.
If you had to put a bill on someone making a stop, who are you gonna put that bill on? It's gonna be Golden State. Draymond can make a play.
It depends. Are they gonna allow Draymond to bite or clothesline someone, or they're gonna allow the people to actually play? Because Klay Thompson isn't the defender he used to be. Steph Curry has never been, even though he could be a bit underrated, he's not really a great defender. Draymond Green, he's best as a help defender. Like, his own ball days are over. So Kevin Looney, am I trusting Kevin Looney to go to bonus?
That's not their matchups though, because you can let Sabonis get what he wants to get, because he's gonna get it regardless. Like, Golden State don't have a big that can defend anyway. But it's when it comes to that clutch time, who can get a stop? And I'm gonna favor the champion DNA that's done it before.
Yeah.
Like, we saw it last year where everyone was saying Boston's gonna win or Golden State's washed. And you know what they said?
Golden State were the first seed last season, which they played really Well,
they said take the first game, Boston. Then after that, we'll show you what we can do. And then it was like, okay, cool. They're minute. And for me, I just look at the Kings. It's something that they haven't been in a situation. The only Trump they might have is Mike Brown. But again, schemes change once coaches leave anyway. So I don't see that as a thing. And in terms of their road record, who cares? All you got to do is win one game on the road anyway. So what difference does it make?
What if the Kings can win a game at the it's not Oracle at the Bay as well?
I see that, but they can do that. But I don't think the Kings are the team where you're gonna say, okay, cool, Golden State can't win two games on the road.
Sabonis, Fox, Monk.
And, I can't believe you're Hunter. Naming these guys.
Come on, De'Aaron Fox. They're good, but stop it, man.
Stop it, Richard.
The guys are gonna do it for me. You know what,
Richard? I'm gonna debunk this whole sort of propaganda you're coming right now. All right, cool. So you're going with. So let me repeat your prediction. Right, you're taking the Sacramento Kings in six against the Golden State Warriors. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Respect to you, Sam. You made some good points there. Do you know what I'm saying? Very, very good points. I agree with Sam here. The Warriors are winning this series, right? Again, the sound by the Warriors when it comes to playing basketball, the energy, the aura, the way it could just be cohesive, the offensive sets they have going on. You know, again, the record of, you know, Steve Kerr, they've never lost outside the NBA Finals. They have that championship experience. They have that DNA. They have that confidence. You got to remember, bro, the Sacramento Kings, this is their first playoff trip in 17 years. This is an experienced team. It's a young team. And you're taking them over.
Sabonis has been to the playoffs before,
he
right?
Yes. But he's never gone past the first round.
Well, his Warriors team have to, people are going to have to make their name somewhere. People are going to have... Remember, LeBron was making
the finals. The Suns are not making a name against Golden State. Like, I'll tell you that for...
Look, the Sacramento Kings have had a great season, Rich. Yeah. And obviously on this bandwagon, light the beam, they play nice, you know, good Fulham basketball. They have the best offensive efficiency this year. Do you know what I'm saying? So credit to them.
Yes, sir.
Obviously, turn things around. But this is a team which have got pedigree, the experience. They've hit a good run of form at the right time. The Golden Warriors have hit a good form at the right time. They're playing good basketball. They've gone better in the past month. They've gone better defensively in the past month. So they're showing that they're coming together as a well-gelled machine, offensively and defensively now. And for me, because of the experience, again, and Klay Thompson as well, like you mentioned, he's been playing well this season. I think since All-Star break, he's just gone up another level. He's really skyrocketed in his consistency. So I expect Klay Thompson in a big series or even a big playoff run. And for me personally, I'm going with the Golden State Warriors to win this in six. I think they close it out. At the Bay, at the Chase Center, and they're going to be going through to the second round to face
Boys. You chime in here. What do you think?
Do you know what? I want to go against Golden State. I want to, because it would be nice. But this is the thing. This is so everyone can talk, and it's not on here. But I feel like everyone likes to do this thing where they talk against Steph Curry, especially until it's time to play Steph Curry.
And you used to do that, though.
Wait a minute. This is Steph Curry. And then you realize, oh, okay, wait, this guy's just hit five threes. And he's
But you used to do that. You used to be one of those guys who used to talk bad on Steph Curry.
Nah, I didn't mean Steph. I like Steph. But to keep it short and sweet, I do have to still go with the Warriors.
Thank you.
I like what Sacramento have done. But again, Sacramento's in, I'm trying to think, in terms of the Eastern Conference side of things, like Cleveland a bit, New York a bit, like you need to get, the only problem is they're playing against each other, so one of them will get that victory. Sacramento's unlucky where they're playing the Golden State Warriors, and that's the champions. I can't see it happening, so I'm going to stick with the Warriors as well.
I'll be there with my Lavoie Ball cap, I told you so, when we are talking about...
That'll be next year, bro. We'll be waiting
for
next year.
What's it called? Destiny arrives all the same. Speaking of the final series in the West, we've got the Suns versus the Clippers, which now I think, before I even go into prediction stuff, I do think a lot of people are sleeping on how deep the Clippers are. Obviously, the Suns have a lot of firepower in terms of KD and Devin Booker as scorers, and the Clippers don't have Paul George as well. But saying that, I mean, you've got Haaland, I mean, what was Haaland doing at the Nuggets that all of a sudden he comes to the Clippers and he starts balling? You've got Russ, who's playing significantly better than he was at the Clippers. Kawhi's playing really well. You can see he's even shooting around 40% from three since like what, December or whatever. Powell, arguably sixth man of the year, and then you just got many others. Zubac, and a lot of people don't like Morris, but then if you can have Morris as one of your DMP players, then I mean you've got a squad there. So what we think, like, is, do you guys think it's as clear cut everyone is saying that it's going to be, you know, it's definitely Suns, or can the Clippers actually win the series?
So the Suns should win this series, but similar to what you said, I'm going to go back to when Kawhi played that Golden State team with KD, Clay, and Steph. And until he got injured, the San Antonio Spurs were going to win game one of that series. And they were going to make that a lot more difficult.
But that's different. Yeah. That's San Antonio basketball. I don't see that with Ty Lue. Ty Lue's not really...
See, I think Ty Lue...
Ty Lue is... get the ball in a superstar hands and let them kind of run the offense. It's not... San Antonio basketball is very similar to Golden State. You swing the ball to the open man, and that's what they was doing. And Golden State was getting kind of beaten at their own game. But sorry to interrupt you. I'll let you...
Yeah, I was just going to say, so because of that, it's not a case... Like you said, they've run deep. I would say that if the Clippers had Paul George, they'd be the best team in the Western Conference, and for me, always going to be the favorites going into it. So I get what you mean. The only problem is Kevin Durant. He's the needle mover in the Western
Conference. You know who he is, right?
He's the needle mover. Just like Giannis is the needle mover in the East, Kevin Durant's the needle mover in the West.
Yeah.
And to go there and to not get it done. Again, I'm going to look at CP3 the same way I thought Doc Rivers. I'm going to be like, yo, CP3.
I need the Clippers to go through, man.
So that's the only thing. There's a lot more pressure on this Chris Paul, Devin Booker, Phoenix Suns project for me personally. So I've got to go with the Suns, but I'm with you on this. It's not as clear cut as what everyone's like making it seem to be.
Yeah. 1 second, guys. I hear what you guys say about depth. Yeah, that's cool. But when it comes to playoff, we all know the rotations get cut down anyway. So even if you've got 10 top players, Coach Lou's going to just narrow the team to about 8 or even 7 because you don't want to be giving too many people opportunities.
No, they miss their defensive set. Suns, let me even kind of see if I can find the Suns roster. Do you think the Suns 6, 7, and 8 players can compete with the Clippers 6, 7, and 8 players?
They've got enough. They've got enough because you got KD and Booker that can go for 50 if they wanted to. And then you've got Ayton, and then you've got other players that all they need to do is just play marginal minutes where, okay, you don't give up any leads and your plus minus ain't too bad. That's it. If KD, Booker, and CP3 come off and they give you a lead of 15, just make sure it doesn't get down to less than 10 or 8. That's it. That's what you got to do. And that's in 5 minutes or whatever.
I don't know, it's just a weird series because especially Paul George was here, it wouldn't be top up, but I don't know, it feels like a series whereas in, I feel like the Clippers can do it, but it's just one of those things. I mean, KD going out the first round 2 years in a row just seemed too disastrous for me to think about that, no, it can't happen. So I don't, but at the same time, I've seen people go for like Sun Sweep, which... I'm going to go. Westbrook has been Chris Paul the both times they met each other in the playoffs. Like, Spank and Chris Paul is something new to us. So, you know what? I hope I'm wrong, but I'm going to go Suns and 7.
This is a tough one because for me, Paul George's absence is going to be a big cost for the Clippers, in my opinion. Because I think this is all down to Kawhi. Obviously, Russ been playing well, but again, I don't trust Westbrook to make perimeter shots and be a threat, you know, in terms of, you know, being explosive beyond the arc. And I feel like coming to playoff basketball, you need a good perimeter arsenal to really kind of get through series. And I feel like, obviously, the Clippers have good role players. They've got depth, which I think is an advantage they have over the Suns. But again, when you have that combo of the two guys, which are averaging about 27 points, well, Booker averaging 27, KD averaging around 28. You've got two guys who are capable of going for 50. I feel like from that gives the Phoenix Suns the edge. Now, whether it's in six, whether it's in seven, I don't know. I'd want the Clippers to win this one, personally, because the Suns, I don't know. For me, if the Suns wouldn't be a title, I feel like for me, it's a bit of a... I don't know. I just want to accept it. I just feel like for me... I just want to accept that the Suns won a title. Even though if the Clippers won a title, I'll still hate it. But I would want the Clippers to get through this series, personally, and then eventually lose to, like, maybe Denver, most likely. But... if I'm being logical, I think the absence of Paul George is going to be a big one for the Clippers. So I'm going to go with the Suns to win in six.
Suns in six.
Yeah, Suns in six. I think if Paul George was there, I think maybe the Clippers have a chance, probably in seven. But I think they're not going to have a healthy Paul George in this one. So I think the Suns are going to take this in six, in my opinion. But yeah, both teams I don't really like. Both teams I wouldn't want them to win in every time.
Suns and what?
Suns and six, man.
What about you, Sam?
Same, I said that earlier. Suns and six.
Oh, Suns and six. And what about you, Abbas?
You know what? If Paul George was there, the Clippers would 100% be the favorites. I don't want to hear about the seeding then. But for now, I'm going to take the Suns. I don't know how many games, but I have to take the Suns. So even if playoff P was there...
You have to pick a game.
If playoff P was there, I think the Clippers would have a good chance of winning.
But I'm talking about playoff P though, not the P with just the P with the letter P. I'm talking about the PEE, which he normally does, isn't it?
Oh, pandemic P.
Oh, terrible.
I'm just saying
I need to respect Paul George.
He played 2 years ago. He played well. Remember?
I'm gonna do this then. I'm gonna say Suns in five.
There you go.
Best Suns in five.
Paul George has been playing well in the postseason. We saw it 2 years ago.
No, and it looks like
I know this is a conversation for another day, but we need to start looking at Doncic, because when I was telling people in the group chat that my man is just James Harden, people's like, nah, he's the next LeBron, he's the coming. But we need to start talking about Luka, because all this hype that he's the face of the NBA, he's gonna be the MVP was a smelly one. Step back,
breathe,
dribble in the lane, layups.
But those are our playoff predictions anyways, regardless. Thank you for tuning in. I'm going to put all these guys, because there's too many people to get through, so I'll just put all your tags in the description below. Thank you for tuning in. You've heard our predictions. Follow me, because I'll shout out myself anyways, on all my sports social media platform, @alsobounds_UK. And we'll be back after the first round has ended. Or maybe next week if something crazy has happened. We'll see. But yeah, thank you for tuning in. And until next time, safe.